Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's your boy, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, known to some as Coach Smith and Dr. Lowe, the host and owner of WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We're going to have an awesome time through all our programmatic thrust. Just to get ready to have a ball, because that's what it's all about. We're going to give two claps. We're going to make it do what it do.
Awesome, awesome. That's what it's all about. We truly, truly.
Thank you.
it up right there. You know, we do not own the rights to the music, but we wanted to play something that gets you started up. I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of the Dr. Low Show. It's the real relationship talk show with no filters. It's no filters. We're going to say what needs to be said if it's not liking to you. But we're going to be respectful as we do this because, see, we know God is watching us, and we're going to do it right. So we're thankful to have the opportunity to come before you to share some thoughts. When I say we, there are several people join me as co-hosts from time to time, and I know they sent me blasts, said, well, I might be able to make it. I'll try to make it. But you remember, they're remoting in from their place, wherever it may be, and then they want to be able to get on the show and share their thoughts about the topic. We want you to do the same thing. Now, the call-in number so you can share your thoughts is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can share your thoughts by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell number and asking for your location. If you want to give your name, then you can jump in with your comments, your expertise, or your question. Give a shout-out to Tina Robinson. You know, I'm so, God is blessed. When God bless you to be around people, even if you're not truly in their presence, see, it's something about the soul. It's something about being pulled together. See, a relationship is all about understanding that love is the essence of your soul. See, when you understand that, it pulls you together and puts you around those people truly understand what love is. And they understand that the skills that we have attained through our previous relationship prepare us for the next relationship. So this young lady, I always tell her, I say, I'm proud of you. You inspired me. You know why you inspired me, Tina? Because see, you're willing to put your boots on the ground. You're ready to get out there and make a difference. You're not sitting up in the ivory tower and looking down and saying, this is what needs to be done. You're actually putting that boots on the ground. You're going into the inner city of Oakland, California. You're going into Las Vegas. You're going all over the country, whether you're in Atlanta. But you're in there doing something. And that's what we're talking about. So that's inspired me to know that you're not talking the talk. You are walking the walk. And that's what it's all about. And she, time to time, she's like, cool. She come in, jump in on the Dr. Low Show. So Tina Robinson out of Oakland, California, owning my own truth. And that's what it's all about, being able to own your own truth. Thank you so much, Tina, for joining us. Thank you. She said, stay gentlemen, and that's what it's all about. You know, it's always good to be able to have those individuals in place. So we want to truly give a shout out to Tina Robinson. Thank you, Tina, and as well as your twin sister, Gina Robinson. Thank you all for being a part of this. Our upswing is because of you. Thank you so much. Truly, my sister, thank you. Also, if you want to check the show out on the web, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/WBW Internet Talk Radio. Then if you just want to email the show, you can go to WBSW Internet Talk Radio 22@gmail.com. Shout out to Carol Davis. She popped up and I was trying to get some words out. Let me give a wave to Carol. Thank you so much, Carol, for joining us as well. You can send some, if you want to contact us, you can go through the email. If you want to tweet the show, you have a great opportunity. Go at Smith Wave Production, at Dr. Lowe's Show, which is number one. And Instagram, we've got several opportunities where you can connect through Instagram. We are partners with Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter Greenville, which is number 10, and we're aired through their Instagram page. We thank those brothers down in Greenville, Alabama, because they're the most progressive chapter there is in our organization. Truly, they're proud to say that because this is being progressive, making sure you open your arms up so the vessel can continue to grow. So thank you so much, my brothers. It's truly a blessing. It's through the blessing God give us to open our arms and open our hearts to let people come and use what we have, the platform that we have. So thank you, my brothers, for doing that. Also, you can check us out on Instagram at WBSW_internet_radio. Lorenza D. Smith, 15. Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, 15. Keep in mind, we're being aired on Facebook. And that's Facebook.com/DRL, the Alberto Smith. You can go to my Facebook page and you may make a request to follow or be a friend. And you may run into the thing and say, well, he has no room. If you let me know personally, I'll start removing some people who may have been there and not able to respond at this time because they're taking time off from it, and I'll replace their name with your name. So we want you to be a part of it. We want you to just share what you have to share. So check us out on Facebook, again, facebook.com/DRL, DeAlberto Smith. Now, if you want to go back and check us out on the different media, social media sites, you can check us out once. We're always playing our episode on Facebook. We're also playing them on Twitter as well as Instagram. There and I, and then Google Plus, LinkedIn, making sure we get the word out. We want to give a shout out for, and truly, we're working hard to make sure we continue to grow our YouTube channel. Check us out on the Smith Way Production. We're working to get it where it needs. We need those subscribers. We want y'all to hit those buttons and subscribe and say you want to check it out and see what's going on. So we're just truly trying to make something happen. We want you to keep in mind, and I said it earlier, this is our 415th show, our 415th episode. We have expanded. We're so glad God continued to work with us. We're going back to September 2017. But see, he's still working this thing out. He's still making it do what it do. He's still touching us and lifting us to reach that mountaintop. That's what he's doing because God is so good. I'm giving him the praise because I know where I come from. I know when he touched me and when he lined it down to regenerate my body. He said that I have a vision for you. Son, I want you to go do something. And he said, the vision is set up a vessel to get the word out. And look what he has done. See, he's awesome. He's awesome. And I give him the praise. So we're here doing all these things through the different social media. And now we're able to be WVSW, internet, radio. But we put the emphasis on talk. Because we're able to talk and run our mouth all the time. God is so good with 9 shows. He's so blessed. Thank you, Lord, and thank each and every one of y'all. See, we couldn't be here without you. See, you are the listeners. You are the watchers. You're the one that call in, the callers. You're the one that said, I'd like to be a co-host. I'd like to be a guest on the show. You're the one because you got something you want to get out. And we want to make sure we're the vessel to get it out. So as we move forward, we have to keep in mind with 415 episodes that WBSW Internet Talk Radio has listeners and watchers in 18 countries. I'm going to say that again, 18 countries. That's including the United States and north of the border, Canada, and south of the border, Mexico. So when you take your vacation, you may say, I ain't got time to listen to it, but you might be on a 5-day vacation down in Cancun, Mexico. And you might decide, I want to check and see what they're talking about today. Check us out. We invite you. We would love to have you. You may go to Canada. You want to go to Montreal. But I know right now that's not a place we can travel. It's not open for us to go across the borders right now. Unless you're essential. If it's changed, you can always correct me. But you have that opportunity when the borders open up, the northern borders open up. And that's what we're talking about. We want to give a shout out to those individuals from joining us for time. I call her the lady that got put the boots on the ground. Tina Robinson, she joined us from time to time as a co-host, owning our own truth, owning our own truth. And that's the owner of her, because that's what it was. She's created her out of her owning her own truth. So you can own your own truth. All you have to do is address what you're going through. Be willing. And we're talking about right now, our title, My Relationship Skills Are Crappy. See, you're owning your own truth when you said, my relationship skills are crappy. Now, somebody said, well, man, that applies to a crappy fish. You know, when it's full of crap, it can expand to be crappy. So that's why we want to make sure when you see that title, you say, what are you talking about, crap? It's a mess. And we want to work on sharing the thing. Hopefully, will allow you to kind of put things in the right perspective. But we want you to be a part of it as well. We want you to call in And again, the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell. Get a chance to chat with Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. Call Dr. Lou. And we'll really enjoy doing that. And all the co-hosts that join us from time to time, we got to definitely give a shout-out to our pastor, doctor. I call him the doctor, Eddie Pratt. He's also joining us from time to time as a co-host and also a expert who's always sharing something that will chill your spine because he's a relationship strategist. He can talk to many individuals. He's a relationship coach. So he's able to know that if your skills are truly, truly crappy, this is what you need to do. But I want you to patronize him. Just go to Facebook and check out Eddie Pratt. That's E-D-D-E, I'm sorry, I-E, Pratt, P-R-A-T-T. Make sure you check him out. Patronize him. He might can help you. So let's talk about my relationship skills. Or crap, you probably said, we won't want to hear about yours. Now, I want you to put yourself in that place. Say, my relationship, all right. My relationship skills are crappy. Because your relationship can be crappy, too. And we're going to talk about looking at your skills. Why are you at that point? See, when we're talking about relationship, we're talking about basically sometimes based on our foundation principles. See, our relationship comes from what we've experienced in life. If we had experienced in a relationship that was so negative, so abusive, you bring those relationship skills with you unless you take time, as Dr. Pratt says, to heal. See, healing is something that you really have to do, and it is not a time frame on healing. See, when you're trying to heal from the hurt, the humiliation, the abuse, let me come on, talk to me now. All of that is not going to happen overnight. And you might can't do it without by yourself. You might have to call on our Lord and Savior. But besides that, you might be the Lord touches you, so you might need some other kind of support. Don't bury your head in the sand. Because if you bury your head in the sand, when you're going through challenging times, you'll never be able to get out from where you are. You'll be stuck down. You can't bleed. You can't breathe when you got your head in the sand. You got to raise it up and stand up. But you got to identify why your relationship skills is not in order. See, first of all, what are relationship skills? See, relationship skills includes being able to cultivate connections, being able to have a friendship. See, we talk about relationship, and we talk about the tiers of relationship. Let me reach back to one of our shows probably a year ago. We talked about the various tiers of a relationship. We talk about when you first meet somebody, you meet that person. Come on now. You meet that person, that's your associate. You know their names, and you might be passing on. But after you feel like, okay, I know their name. I want to find out more about them. You move to what they call the acquaintance state. I want to get acquainted with you. I want to be able to find out who you are. So what did you do to move from step one, which is tier one, to tier two? See, what skills did you use to determine that you want to be acquainted with that person? Do you make it was a connection that you feel like you must cultivate? It's a relationship that can bring about an awesome friendship. See, this is what we're talking about, a skill that you have and don't realize you have it. See, you have to cultivate what you have, cultivate connection. So you move from associate to acquaintance. Then after you get to the acquaintance stage, you feel a need that you want to move, say, I think we can be friends now. Let's have a friendship. See, when we move to the friendship, then we got a chance to open up and share things with them. But you be careful if you don't trust them. See, we can move from the acquaintance stage a little bit too fast. What we have to do is we have to find out whether or not we can cultivate a connection. See, truly, truly, brothers and sisters, y'all got to understand. Yes, I'm gonna take a spiritual moment here. I want you to understand that we must cultivate life. See, we cultivate a plant. We may plant it, and then we want to water it. See, what you have to do in a relationship, when I meet you, I want to cultivate that relationship. This is how we do it. We move forward by getting more information. You go into the acquaintance stage. When you get in the acquaintance stage, as I said earlier, you have an opportunity to find out more about that person. It's amazing. I had a conversation with a very dear friend of mine, and we were talking about relationship and talking about the number of questions that you should ask. See, everybody think you shouldn't ask the question until you get to the romantic stage. Oh, you know, I'm going to tell you, it's too late, because you have to walk the walk and talk the talk. So if I have understanding, and when I say I may choose to go from associate to acquaintance, then I'm getting an understanding, a big ear to connect with you. See, I'm about to step in a whole different atmosphere. See, I'm going to get out there, because now I want to know something about you. So what we got to keep in mind, if you want to know, you have to cultivate that connection. You have to make sure you move in a manner to a friendship. Friends take care of friends. Friends don't hurt them. Friends don't humiliate you. Friends don't abuse you. See, now if you're going through abuse, let me tell you, that ain't your friend. I don't care if it's somebody that you just said, that's my friend. See, one of the things you hear in songs and you hear people say, and I'm not talking about songs that we go to the spirit, I'm talking about songs. You hear in a song, you hear what? You said, friend? I call him friend. Now, is he truly a friend? See, when you put the label on somebody, a friend, you're talking about a friendship. How did you get to that point? See, what skill did you use to get to that point? See, you have to have a skill of an ideal of development of positive relationships. See, sometimes people don't understand that individuality is real important. See, a lot of times we get caught up forgetting about that. I am an individual. You are an individual. We're trying to come together through tier one, which is associate. Tier two, which is acquaintance. Tier three, friendship. Tier four, romantic. See, when you get to that point, you should know that you have a positive relationship where things are going to happen where you can communicate with one another. I want to give a shout out to a mean old nasty number nine. That's what I'm talking about, a mean old nasty number nine. Thank you, brother, for joining us. See, that's what it's all about. See, taking time to see exactly what the skills you have. See, don't expect me to give the answer to you. Expect me to share some things with you, but I want you to go back, take time, look into your life and see where I went wrong, see what skills I was using in that previous relationship, whether it's a significant other, where you're dating, you was married, or you may decide to have a life partner. See, people got to understand you have to develop positive relationship skills. See, you got to be able to understand that that person is an individual. So their diversity, their ability to be different, individuality, was something you got to understand. When you understand that, you can develop a positive relationship. Practice all the time. Practice listening. And I tell you, you know, it's important that if you want to even deal with your children. See, we got to understand our children are partners. See, right now I have a grandson with me. And we had a come to Jesus talk today. We sit down and talk when I found myself practicing what I didn't want to do. See, I was just yak, and forgot to listen to him. So the thing about it, if you want to practice successful relationship skills, you have to be able to listen.
So something grabbed me. I know it was the Lord said, slow down. You're moving too fast. And he said, let him speak. Let him talk. So I said, son, just share what you got on your mind. Granddaddy's going to be quiet so we can hear you. See, that's an effective listening ability. See, or effective communication skill. See, if you don't work on listening first and talking second, you can talk yourself out of a situation. And we want you to be a part of this. We want you to call in and share your thoughts. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can share your thoughts by identifying the last four digits of your cell or your telephone number and ask you to offer your location and jump right in there with what you think. What are your skills? What do you think about the skills I'm sharing with you? That's what I want to make sure. Give a shout out, and I have to do this to Sharon Presley. Thank you, Sharon. Recently had a birthday. We're going to just say on this show, happy birthday to you, Sharon Presley. Sharon was one of my students down at McKenzie, Alabama, when I first started in education. She was one of those students there. And I thank her for all the positive things they did as a community to make me feel at home. See, that's family. And that's what it's all about. Give a shout out to her and say happy birthday, even though it's belated, to Sharon Blessed. Thank you so much, Sharon. And I'm still looking to connect with you when you come this way. We're going to make sure we get together and conversate and talk about the old times. And we want to definitely do that. All right, so remembering this thing about effective communication skills. The effective communication process is listen first and talk second. See, if you live by that, you will be successful in a relationship. If you're always talking, nobody's going to hear you. Because when people talk too much, we tune them out. I'm no better than anybody else. I'll tune you out right quick. See, I want to keep hearing this. And you act like I don't have anything to say. So to have the successful relationship skill and have a successful relationship, you have to be able to practice listening. See, when I say listen first and talk second, I added, you got to be able to practice listening. See, people don't practice listening. See, it's not hard. All you have to do is when people are talking, you have to focus on them. You can't practice listening, looking all over everywhere else. My eyes, if you're talking, I'm looking at you, and I'm trying to make sure I hear what you say. It's not going to go over my head. It's not going to go around me, but it's going to come and soak into my body. It's going to come and get into my ears so I can think about it. See, come on now. See, people, we're playing around. We're just having some fun. See, that's the problem. We playing around with the effectiveness of relationship skills. So effective communication skill is so important. And we have to work on that. The next one is working cooperatively. See, that's what you got to understand. When you work together, see, I think a relationship and know a relationship requires hard work. See, people think about being married. They say, I want to get married. But I always tell them, are you ready to give 365 days, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day? Because a marriage requires work. But I will be honest, a relationship requires working cooperatively. See, you got to work together. And wherever you are on your job, see, we got to realize when I say my relationship skills are crappy, I have to work on making sure mine are better by looking at things where I'm not doing well. See, I do something, people, they're shocked. I assess myself every day, everything that happened. I make sure I go back and assess what happened from yesterday so I can be in a better me tomorrow. See, that's the problem. A lot of people ain't able to do that because, you know, they are selfish people. I'm going to say that again. They are selfish people. You see, when you're all about self, see, you can't understand anybody else. See, the thing about when you understand relationship skills, you understand that truly, and I want you to hear this now, Truly, truly, you better put an investment in somebody. See, and that means I can't be selfish. I have to be selfless. Now, if you don't understand the difference, you're not going to be able to work and not going to be able to cooperate in a manner that's going to lead you in a direction. See, when I am selfless, I hear you. I'm able to listen first and talk second. See, these are the things that you got to develop and work on. See, too many people spend time now spinning their wheels trying to show all they have. They have all the materialistic things. But you know what they don't have? They don't have the ability to effectively communicate. They don't have the ability to work hard. See, in a relationship, whether it's a relationship on your job, a family, whether your church family, whether it's a relationship with someone you call you're dating your significant other, whether it's a relationship, whether you're married, or it's a relationship that you're building off that marriage so this person can be your life partner. See, the thing about we're getting confused. Sometimes when we say life partner, we think we're skipping something there. No, no, no. If that person has you been dating and said you're a date to marry and married to date, that means you got to continue to date. You got to continue to do things that work in y'all favor. Like you have to be able to cooperate. See, the thing about you are successful in a marriage when you're willing to cooperate with that person you decided to be in that relationship. If you're on the job, you have to cooperate. See, it's amazing. I was communicating with a friend of mine today. They was talking about they was in a retreat, and their department of where they work was there, and they found out a lot about each other. See, to work together, you got to find out something about them. You got to see if they whether or not and willing to cultivate connection and develop a positive working relationship. Whether they willing to listen. Whether they want to work on the effective skills. See, and everybody had a chance to talk in that. And some of them found out some things about themselves they didn't know. See, they it had a person in there trying to take what you say and interpret it like they want to. See, they want to interpret. If I said the sky is falling, you may not believe what I say, but you know what? You can't take it and say, well, he may have said the sky might be falling. That ain't what I said. I said the sky is falling. And I have another little saying. I always tell people that I'm going to be straight up with you and I'm going to be honest. And if I can tell you a duck can pull a truck, but hook it up. Because you ain't got no reason to tell you nothing different. So I want you to understand that I'm willing to work at this. I'm willing to listen. I'm not always willing to talk and run my mouth because the smartest man or woman in the room is most likely the person that lacks the ability to be able to work with other people because they think they, what we call the it. They want to be on the top of everything. See, we got no filters here now. They think they running things. They cause they got this degree, that degree, that degree. Oh, come on now. My daddy always used to tell me before he left this earth in 2020. He used to speak and tell me, son, you have all that paperwork, all those degrees. But I can tell you one thing, son. You lack common sense. See, when you're in the room with your degrees, you forget about common sense. Common sense can work in a positive way for you. You don't have to work it in a negative way. You want to outthink everybody when sometimes you need to listen to somebody. Come on now. See, we're going to get a little church in here for a minute. You know what I said, church. And that's what it's all about now. See, I'm going to speak the truth. You ain't got to like it. See, I want to work with you. Whatever you have to say here, invest, _with_Lisa_Bitcoin_11. Check it out. Go see what's going on with it. If you're interested in the Bitcoin, make sure you do that. Check it out again. invest_with_Lisa_Bitcoin_11. Yeah, that's a lot of underscore, but you know what? Make sure you connect with it. Thank you, Lisa, for joining us and being a part of it. Resolving conflict. See, relationship skills require you to resolve conflict. conflict. Being able to work with a situation. Not being angry. Being able to listen. See, if you notice, when people get angry, they don't listen very well. And a lot of times they don't articulate very well. Because something Brother Pratt always said, hold up, let emotion drive our life. So emotion is driving the car of life for you. And reality is outside knocking on the door. Let me in, but instead of emotion letting it in, he locks the door. You know you got some trouble coming ahead. So you have to allow yourself to calm down. Don't be so angry. You cannot resolve a conflict using anger. You can't resolve a conflict mistreating people. You can't resolve a conflict abusing people. You can't resolve conflict humiliating people. You can't resolve conflict by hurting people. That old saying, when you hurt because your relationship skill was not great with that previous relationship and you never heal, hurt people, hurt people. So you have to be kind of careful with those people because they will indicate. You know when you're talking to somebody, they can tell you whether they healed yet because they're going to give you an indication. And it's up to you to use your relationship skills to go into that relationship with that person when you know they challenge in many ways. So what you got to keep in mind is you have to be ready to resolve the conflict. But if they so hurt, you're not going to be able to resolve the conflict. So you work on developing the best resolving mechanism you have. Use those mechanics to deal with it. See, I want you to take time to look at that. And the next thing that's so important, see, you have to either offer or seek help. See, people don't want to seek help. Sometimes they're afraid because of the stigma of a community or of culture or whatever. You don't go to that counselor because you're crazy. Come on now. You know, if you listen to that, you are crazy. You need to seek that counselor. You know, we all have to. I don't have no shame in my game. God has blessed me to assess myself. And I have an appointment with mine tomorrow at 10 o'clock in the morning. Because, see, I want to be the best me. I want to present myself to you as the best me. See, I don't want nothing to be hidden in regards to where I am in life. Because I have worked to prepare myself for the journey that's ahead of me. But I couldn't do it without our Lord and Savior. So if you ain't taking on that kind of attitude, if the Lord is ahead of your life, I'm all right with you, but I'm going to tell you like this. You better seek Jesus, because when you seek help, means seeking our Lord and Savior. He'll put you in the right direction. See, people got to understand we can do anything worldly. See, that's the problem. We're living in the world, see, but we're not living of the world. Come on now. See, we're living here having all the materialistic things. We want to get this, that, and everything else. What I want you to understand is seek our Lord and Savior. When you're going through some challenges, when you're in a relationship, you have to come together. It's amazing dealing with some things. You know, they have books that you can take time to read together when you're dating. You can take these same books and you can read when you're married. You know, an old saying is when you date to marry and marry to date, that means you will always be dating. See, that's one of the understandings. That's where you'll seek the help to help you do that. I want to speak of Pastor Pratt. Pastor Eddie Pratt, I'm going to give him a shout-out because I see Tina making sure he gets a shout-out. He's a relationship coach and a relationship strategist. Give him a call. Just go to Facebook and DM him and say, Dr. Pratt, that's what I call him. I need your help. I'm seeking help. So you got to reach get a relationship and things are broken down, things are falling apart, you have to reach beyond the break. And once you get beyond the break, hold on. Hold on. See, now that song is a song that's out there. But I want to share with you through this word of advice. When we're talking about things seeking help, you seek help by reaching beyond the break. And when you reach, you got to hold on. You got to hold on. Now, that's what I ask you to do. Then you have to make sure once you get to a certain point, there's a skill that we want to touch on next. That skill is applying appropriate use of humor. You know, I don't know anybody or anyone. Let's get it right. We don't know anyone that don't like humor. If you're in a relationship, you have to work on that skill. That skill of maybe every now and then telling a joke. You might tell that person, or you might say to that person, now, this might be a little, you know, kinky type joke or crazy guy or joke or whatever, but, you know, I think it's kind of funny. And you share it with them. You don't know whether they're going to laugh or not. You don't know how they're going to respond to it. But the humor is important. See, laughter is good for what? The soul. And see, you know what you got to understand? The essence of love, having that love, is my soul can just enjoy and bubble. So the essence of my soul is love. So the essence of my soul is you. Sometimes I have to laugh just to keep from crying. See, you know what I'm talking about. Because when you get in your closet, wherever it may be, you go to your knees and that's just what you do. And you put your head high up in the sky. You call upon our Lord and Savior. And when you're there, somebody said, you preaching, man. But I'm telling you now, I can do it my way. And I hope you're ready to go with me. See, you raise up and you look up to the heavens. Say, God, save me. So that means I'm going to reach beyond the break. And I'm going to hold on because he's going to extend his hand to me. He's going to extend his arm with his hand and he's going to grab hold. And I'm going to be all right. See, that's what it's all about. So that's why I say the little humor help you be successful. Because it's good for the soul. Love is the essence of soul. Humor is good for the soul. So as we move through life, I've shared several relationship skills. Won't you share yours with me? The call that number to be a part of this is 347-857-4192. Press 1. You have an opportunity to chat with Dr. Lowe. I'm going to recognize the last 4 digits of your cell and call it out and tell you you're live. Give me a location. Let's jump ahead. Let's have a ball. Let's make it do what it do. It's awesome to be able to do. We want to give a shout out to several individuals who take time and just work with us. God is so good. I'm looking right now. A very special young lady. She has opened her resources. I mean, God bless her with a wisdom to touch people and be around people. Her ministry is Behind the Mask Ministry. Ministers Denise Stephanie out of Berkeley, California, is doing some awesome things always. But I know this weekend she was doing something. See, I had to give her a shout out to her. Because when I connected with her, she was able to give me the opportunity to connect with Tina Robinson and her twin, Jim Robinson. She allowed me the opportunity connected with Pastor, I call him Dr. Eddie Brandt. Those individuals has been so inspiring, but that person didn't have to do that. She understands Behind the Mask ministry. She understands Behind the Mask. See, you got to take off your mask. See, you can't hide behind that mask. What's wrong? If you ain't helping anybody, helping someone, then you're selling yourself short. You're going to get the praise. So God bless me to be able to say, I'm going to give the praise to the people that truly, truly show that I want to see this successful. I feel like they made a commitment. Not only do they listen and watch, they're willing to give their resources. So a shout out again to Minister Denise Stephanie behind the Mass Ministry. You're another one that really inspired me. I love y'all for the way and who y'all are. God bless me to be in the present, not so much as the external thing, internal. And the relationship is all about working from the internal phase. Each one of those things I said about cultivating connection, working on friendship, developing positive relationships, because you're going to meet a group of people or individuals that's diverse. Everybody's not going to be like you. Practicing listening and communication skills. Working cooperatively. Resolving conflict. If you're not doing well in that place or being able to handle resolving conflict, I'm going to tell you, work on that. I want to give a shout out to the Southern_at_blue_heart. And I'm going to sit here and assume that that's a little blue in their life. They're part of the Blue and White family. Thank you so much for joining me. See, for joining us. See, God is good. God is awesome. God's going to lift us up. But you have to believe in us. Believe in what he's doing. Truly, truly, no one greater than our Lord and Savior. No one greater than my Lord and Savior. You have to say that for yourself. I'm saying, but speaking it into existence, you understand, no one is greater than my Lord and Savior. Because I know where he brought me from. And I know where he's going to take me. You might ask, how do you know that? Oh, we have to have a personal relationship with our Lord and Savior. It ain't what somebody told me. What he has for me is for me. And he will share it with me. I give him a praise. Give them the praise. So I'm talking about relationship skills. Is either one of those skills something you need to work on? If you do, I promise you can be successful once you identify what you need to work on. Just like one of them said, develop positive relationships with diverse individuals and groups. We're individuals. We have different things out of those skills. You may have a few more you want to add to it. Because when I start talking about a few other things, like some skills, say what are some of the skills for a happy relationship? You can look back and say, oh, we didn't talk about that in relationship skills, but it is what it is. I'm so glad to have an opportunity to come before you. Again, the call-in number I'd like for you to call in is 347-857-4192. Press 1, but I'll make sure get you on the line by calling out the last four digits of your cell. We ask you to press 1. That way I'll be able to do that. We can connect. You can talk with Dr. Lowell on the Real Relationship Talk Show. There's no filters. And now after you do that, and I tell you you're live now, call out the four digits, and I'm going to ask you to jump in right there and chat with me. Starting off with giving you a location. And then your comments, your expertise, truly, truly, your love. That's what I'm asking for. I'm going to wave out to the divine9_connection_ join us. Thank you so much, the Divine Nine, for joining us. That's what he's all about. Let's talk about some of these five skills for happiness. And truly, I want to jump and say this because I know this person, and when she talks, when she offers some awesome conversation when she's on the show, over this age do, but particular ministry to me, Stephanie, I always talk about consistency. It's not just her. I have talked to many ladies, I'm going to say queens, and they always say, the king, if you want to be a king, you got to be consistent. Consistency is so important. Skill you must develop. It's a skill you have to work on. Don't start calling. Don't start texting. Don't start DMing. Don't start messing on Instagram. Don't start if you can't consistently finish doing it. Keep it going on. Truly, truly, Tina, in deafness, say, great is our faithfulness. She is so in love with the Lord. You can type that out. Type something out. Send me a message. Come on, you're on here listening. I need you to be interactive with me tonight, and you can do it through the message board. Thank you so much. The skills, and they, so you can have a happy relationship. I'm going to start with the one that's so important that some of us struggle so hard to understand. That's why our relationships are not successful. Love. See, you have to know what love is and what love does. See, love, as we say in our Love Campaign acronym, that you get a chance to check us out on Thursday night at 6 o'clock. The L is listening, effective communication skills. The O is overcoming whatever challenges, and a lot of times overlooking people's faults. The V is value. How valuable is that person to you? How valuable is that relationship? The E is encouraging, excitement. And all of that leads you to be empowered. So the last one I say, love. See, love is a state of mind. See, love comes from the heart and the soul. Love is an internal thing. If you think it's external, you're being fooled. Love is internal. It requires your inner self to step out. So to be happy, you first have to understand what love looks like to you. See, that's one of the questions you need to ask your mate. What does love truly look like to you? Or what it looks like to me may not look the same to you. But if we're able to talk about it, then we can compromise. We can work on finding what works best so we can be committed. And that's the next skill, to be happy. See, truly, truly, we had a show, it's been a while ago, talking about commitment. Some people don't know the definition, don't understand commitment. What is commitment to you? You can look up any dictionary, Wikipedia, encyclopedia, whatever you want to call it, you're looking at. But what is commitment to you? Ask yourself that. Some people say there's a real commitment, and there's not so real commitment. What is it to you? What's commitment look like to you? What's your expectation? And what is your expecting? You know, the commitment is all about my expectations. It's all about me inspecting what I expect. We're talking about my relationship skills and crafting. I know what mine are and I got to work on. I'm all right with it. Do you know yours? are you willing to work? Are you willing to work? And my co-host said she's at nail shop, but she's going to try to join me, and I hope to see, you know, maybe a little later, but she's going to try. Thank you so much. That's Tina Robson. Out in a bit. You put the boots on the ground, you got to be ready from head to toe. That's what I'm talking about. The next one is conflict. You got to be able to resolve conflict. You have to be able to handle conflict. If you can do that, you'll have a healthy relationship. And the one that we always talk about is communication. See, this is the most obvious one. But you must repeat it over and over again. Communication is one of the most important skills in any relationship. Communication is one of the most important skills in any relationship. You need to have effective communication or ineffective communication. But it all boils down to communication. Empathy. You got to truly realize sometimes when you're having a, I'll call it a fruitful discussion, some people want to say argument, it might reach a stalemate because neither of you are willing to listen to the other person. That's when the empathy comes in. Are you willing to listen? I didn't say sympathy. Those are some skills that might apply to what you're dealing with. But I want to talk about quickly some traits. Down really about 2 minutes. But it's so important that we understand those traits that you need to be successful. Because we're going to come back and we're going to finish up part two on Thursday at 1 o'clock. But the characteristic and trait of a happy relationship truly, truly is centered around self-love. Do you love yourself? See, if you can't love, if you don't love yourself, it's difficult to love me. The same applies to me. Honesty. If you want a healthy relationship, you have to be honest. Trustworthy. If you don't understand what trustworthy is, you're not going to have a healthy relationship. Because if you're not understanding trustworthy, then 9 times out of 10, how can you hold somebody else accountable? I said expect and then inspect. Truly, communication falls in that category as a trait and a characteristic. Then you have willingness. Are you willing to be consistent? Are you willing to give up your time? Are you willing to take a step back and allow your partner to receive those accolades? You should be the biggest cheerleader for your mate. Your spouse, your lifeguard. You ought to be the biggest cheerleader because that's encouragement. And when you encourage the individual, you empower them. Dedication. You got to be dedicated to what you're doing. Devotion. Those are so important. As characteristics that leads to understanding the 5 top skills.
And the last thing we want to talk about is truly some signs of an unhealthy relationship, and sometimes it leads to a toxic relationship. These are some signs. Some of those signs are physical abuse. Your partner pushes you, hits you, and destroys things that belong to you. That's abuse. Physically goes into the head, but you also can have emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and financial abuse as well. All the well-being that you need to survive, people can abuse you. Abuse is not always physical. I think the most damaging one, even though physical abuse can be quite damaging, is emotionally. You can rip people apart. Sometimes send them to the low self-esteem. Shout out to my friend brother, Aaron.Rev. This is Reverend Christopher Benton. I'm sorry. Benton out of Greenville, Alabama. Shout out to him for joining us. He's also our financial secretary of Zeta Phi Sigma chapter in Greenville, Alabama. Shout out, my brother, of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. We want to give you a wave. And last, we talk about certain things that we're going to try to tie in quickly. We talk about physical abuse and all other form of abuse. Signs of an unhealthy relationship. Control. If your partner is trying to control you, what you're doing, where you go, you got to do this, you got to call in, you got to do all that. That's control. Humiliation. We know that's definitely abuse because you're talking about you shouldn't sit around and let hurt allow somebody to humiliate you, hurt you, or abuse you. Dishonesty. There's a sign of an unhealthy relationship. If they can lie to you, in your face, and definitely lie behind your back. You don't want that in your life. Trust is so important. See, trust is the root of a thriving relationship. Controlling behavior. It is more on the health and wellness. See, people want to control you to the point that you say, I need to go to, no, you don't need to go to the doctor. They so control the holiday. 2420, thank you, Holiday, for joining us. People who like to avoid, they avoid the conflict. They don't want to ever address it head up. They become nervous wrecks. Most people try, they really struggle with navigating through difficult conversation. And they always say you have to have a difficult conversation early. Insecurity, how many of you know about that? Guy got insecurity. Young lady got insecurity. And last but not least, codependence. You got people that, you know, depend on everything and they can't stand out there on their own. These are some things and signs of an unhealthy relationship. We want you to join us on truly on Thursday at 1 o'clock. Our goal is try to get back in and be rolling by Thursday. We'll see. We want to give a shout out to the Alabama Education Association on the campus of Alabama State University. We'll be having a mixer of more Chat and Chew on the 26th at 10 o'clock. On the campus of Alabama State University. For the employees over there, it is an opportunity to meet your representative from the Alabama Education Association, the National Education Association. Then, truly on that night, you got a 1 o'clock show, the Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. We're going to focus on issues block by block, so we're going to finish talking about relationship skills and how we struggle to finish
what are some of those things that need to be practiced on always. We're going to touch base on toxic relationships. And then at 6 o'clock, the Love Cafe, we're going to talk about some love. The Love Cafe is the real love show that soothes your appetite. So join us on Thursday at 1 o'clock, Dr. Lowe's show, 6 o'clock, the Love Cafe. And those acronyms, the L is listening, the O is overcoming, overlooking, the B is valuable, the E is encouragement as well as empowerment. It's been awesome being here. Thank you so much. We look forward to having you back on Thursday at 1 o'clock. God is so good. He's blessing us in so many ways. Hashtag responsible. As the Delta variant surge, it's going to require everybody to practice the protocol. Understand the flight and understand how we started off saying that
low battery.
Things are going on that you truly, truly needed to do. So we can't get away from that. So I want you to make sure you do that. Practice all the protocols. At some point, we can get a handle on the variant. If not, it's going to mutate to something else that we got to catch up with. Hashtag truly, truly, keep on growing.
Low battery.
Hashtag communicate for understanding. Hashtag one life matter. Hashtag mindset. Hashtag make you do what it do. And last but not least, give your family a hug. Tell them you love them for this virtual face-to-face. And as we close out, God has been so good, it's blessed us to see another day. So I want you to think about what you need to do. But see, I love you. And I want to let you know that. You do not own the rights to this song, but I want to say this to you. I love you. It ain't a thing you can do.
That one out there.
I'm gonna go.